Kindergarten daf mesechtes b'metzia daf chof hey begin on basic test matzah begin with the gemara kavan base koilus the way the stones of base koilus is which is the name of avodizar. The mekana amir ben tava mir ben dan says the inchim of avodizar ba koilus. It's although it's mentioned many times in mar koilus, it's not really its name. Hello koilus kedar minhach like we say over here base koilus. I about the koilus ba'am ma koilus says throughout tras we call it mar koilus. Hainu chilof kilos. The opposite of kilos, they call them kilos. They call them avodah kilos, lashon shvach, terminology of praise. Bacham hechlifu legnai, they switch it to disgrace, lashon lag v'keles, the terminology of you could use keles as a disgrace, as the pasuk said from mandal mar. So that's why they usually add mar kilos. Huchilif, the word mar means to switch. K'may mar deshchuto the peregrin anasha, as we find in Gemara Chol Daf Tzadi Daf Malav, mar the parzla of dagas labasa b'mitzvah kofi gimel beis that. They switched it, that and that's what marakulis means, the opposite of praise, which is the other type of kelis, which is actually a disgrace. Next, there's not the beginning of the Gemara, ach agapa, behind the wall, which is mokem shemesh tamedes ksas. As Tais explains, it's a place that's partly guarded. Because if it's in a place which is not guarded at all, Sabad Abedi, that's most definitely a lost object. But Nisya Shabayim, only actually gave up hope, keeping Jemba Simon, because there's no Simon, then a person would be able to keep it. Now, this qualifies, it's only, like we said, partially guarded, but not totally guarded. I mean, the Parach B'Gemara from the fact the Gemara asks, Labakesha Simon, oh, what do you mean? Let the nodding be a Simon, claim, in other words, what's the Gemara's question? That be Yitl B'Yachriz, and that you should take it and you should call it out. Now, the truth is, in a protected place, a fila yesh be simen, but even if there's a simen, what's the Gemara asking? The halach is le'igah, but you're not supposed to touch it. That none has went in a mishnah matzah kli tamen ba'ashpa. If someone finds a vessel hidden in the garbage dump, it's concealed, le'igah, but you shouldn't touch it. And the yesh be simen, maybe, and there's talking about where there's a simen, they come from the fact that the Gemara says, and the imagul if it's uncovered, no klamach, you take it and you call it out. And that would only be if it has a simen. P'chem lo sotan the Gemara daf mechavdal menav, Omar says, matzah beidah. That if someone either so if someone finds in a city a lost object, so it says Imre Yisrael, if the majority of Jews chayav la'achaz, you have to call it out. Okay, so Imkain, if you're calling it out, obviously b'yesh b'sim, it's talking about that there's a simon. Now mukila, and we explained the b'tomim ba'ash, but that it was hidden in the garbage dump. But nimlechala lefanaisa, and then they change it, they're gonna clear it out. Oh. That's why you call it out. I'm letting them look, but if they didn't change their mind, you don't touch it. So you see that even when there's a simon, if it's a place that's legamri, you wouldn't touch it at all. Now says the Gemara, says Taisel Rav, according to Rav Adama, that he says, Mokum have a simon, that the place is a simon. So, and he's asking a question which he's answering here. Nakadavka gazalas. Why we pick specifically birds? The metadin that they move around. Because Abadava Acher, but something else, loy, then it wouldn't have the halacha because they have a Mokum simon. And the place would be simon, and then be yachid, the actor would take it, and you would call it out. As we said, keep it in mishtam legamer, because it's not totally protected. Because it was, then you would leave it. Now, that he says, place is not a simon. So, nukad gazelles, wiping gazelles, anything, the makam is not a simon. That's mean that's coming to tell us, the avakav, the avasavik, you know, if it moves around, so we're not sure if it was placed down. Also, you could say it came from elsewhere, that still the halacha is, liga behen. That still one should not that one should not touch it even by suffik inuach. I mean, but because that's halacha by suffik inuach. Next is matter begins the Gemara, which according to the Maram, this is one with the maschil v'im. But be there as a maze, says Taisis, Baba Zabdam Amar Rav, suffik inuach, when you're not sure if something was placed, like a tchila yitel, initially one should not take it. And fashion, like we explained before, because then we're in the shots in the inner, maybe someone hid it over there. Next is matter begins the Gemara, v'im not to layachsim. And if he did take it, okay, he should not put it back. So Yesh Mefarishta, those who explain behind you that is specifically Davka Kishinat Luhu Voitlich LeBeisim. We took it and he actually brought it to his house. The Yesh Lachash, then you have to be concerned, Shema Bo Baila Matarika, maybe the owners had came in the interim, but Matsu Masha and Nichosham, they didn't find what they put over there. So Veshub Leyavzul Levakash, they're not going to come back anymore to look for it. Oh, Lekach, therefore Leyavzul Makashinatl, don't put it back over there because it's not going to help anything. I'm not the Blazaz Misham, but. If, let's say, the person took it and didn't move from over there, and he saw that the owners had not come into him because he never left the space, then the loch is yachzer, then he should put it back. And so to find the Yerushalmi, Ubda, there was a story Rabbi Abba Bar Zabdi Gufa himself, the Kamar, which he says, the Kamar Rabbi Abba Bar Zabdi says, Ashkach Kamra Mechusa Bechafisa, is he saw wine covered in a container, and that's when they took it. Also, Bishol Bebeirav, I came and I asked in the Bismej, what's Allah? Hamrali, they said to him, love you as Abba, you didn't do good. So Amalahu, he said to them, Ahadre, should I put it back? Amalahu, they said to him, no, Dilma Asa Mare, maybe the owner came, Willa Ashkach, and didn't find it, Miyashman, they gave up hope from it. Sounds like we're saying, because of this far, once you took it home, it's already, we don't know, maybe the owners came, there would be no point in putting it back. But it says Taisun Mir, however, in Notali Yachzi, the words that if he took it, doesn't put it back, the words itself, Mashba, actually sounds like Rak Shanatla, even if he just took it. Even if he did not take it anywhere else, that even then, you actually don't put it back. To which Taisun says, V'yesh Lefarish, that actually you could explain that the Meir Hacha here told about Besavik Aveda, told about an object where it's not for sure that he put it over there. We're not sure if it's a lost object. And that is, Dafili Nicha Bayal Misham, Midas, even if the owner, yes, deliberately put it over there, but it's possible that Doimisha Shekhu, it would seem that it could be that he forgot about it. And so it's possible that it's a lost object, because the Beloy Mishtamer Kim Ktsas Mairi. It's talking about, like we explained, that it's like the case of the Mishnah, that it's only protected a little bit, and which is Dumi Damasnin, similar to the case of the Mishnah, because Damasnin Koy Rabbi, Rabbi is going on the Halacha of the Mishnah. Oh, therefore, Im Nato, that's the saying, if you took it, Lo Yachzi, you don't put it back, because since it's possible that this is something that the owner forgot about it, and the Hashta now, Avedihi, or maybe the Gersa, the Shema, that maybe it's a lost object, Shakhua Ba'ilim, the owner forgot about it. Kimishim Ha Yideya Shi Aveda. Since so what's the question over here? So Rabbi is saying that if you take it, you don't return it. Since it's possible that it's a lost object that was forgotten by the owner, and if the one who finds it knew that it's Aveda, would know who it belongs, so then he would have to return it, Balishu Magba, without ever having lifted it up. If he knows whose it is, why? The Kibin Shum Shtamik Tas, because since it's a little bit protected, Lo Yisya Shabayim, it wouldn't give him hope. And that would be even if he didn't pick it up, because the place that's a little bit protected, they wouldn't give up hope. Oh, so therefore, so that's where the halacha is being said. Since he lifted it up, so now he'd be obligated, out of the doubt, to go ahead and protect it. That's the halacha of a shemra aveda. The rabba of a shemachim, come to rabba, you're an unpaid custodian. Lev Yisuf, you're a shemra sachar, considered as a paid custodian, as the Gemara discussed this on Daf Chotzes of an Aleph. I should tell you, liyad abaylam, until it comes to the hand of the owner. And therefore, that's the differentiation that we're saying that it's only once we're talking about something that it's possible, we're not sure. And so he's saying that once you take it, you can't put it back. Because it's possible that it's a lost object. And and because of that, once you lift it up, so you really have your chiyuv as a Shema Aveda. And you can't just put it back with it. Which Chase addresses, and he's bothered with the question. He says, "Deloy dami," and don't compare lezaka and bein levichavayit. Is alocha the elder person who it's not according to zigna, does not have to return a lost object. Dom Rabbi Beperkin. Rabbi says in the parak later on of Laman Beis, the kisha if he hits the animal, let's say in his chayv, but then he becomes obligated in returning it. I mean, b'merchas esrina, the Gemara says b'vasad of pechas manalef. Even the Rabbi, when Rabbi says alocha bebalachayim, but living creatures, then tinu nagri b'riyasim, because by hitting it, he's causing it to go out. So now it's his responsibility to return it, even though he wasn't mechuyev me'etchila. But regarding other things, then no, then just touching it, even if you lift it up, you would be part of him returning it. So that seems to contradict here what we're saying in the concept that Taisa explained, that once you pick it up, you become a chuyev. Says Taisa, no, they're different, because hayinu mishum de zakan by elderly person, le mechayim ba'ashav akal, he wasn't obligated to return at all. When he puts it back to its place, so in the chabish mirasi, he's not obligated to watch it. So to regarding the picture, the paragraph three, over there, the pesach and beis lemechayv kol benatila, he's not obligated to take it because the aved mitasi, that's considered. That's regarding when someone sends his child to go to the store, but be that as it may, the storekeeper is exempt because the owner was deliberately sending his kid, which is considered like losing something intentionally. And therefore, he's not obligated to return at all. Over here, if he knew, if this person knew that this definitely was a lost object, he would have to take it and return to the owners. If he would know, or who is the gift, if he would know whose it is. Oh, okay. Now, now that it's a doubt, okay, you can leave it there, but once you lift it up, then you have to protect it. Kedin abin amamish, like that of a bona fide lost object. And therefore, that's the difference. Because there is a chiv, at least misafik. And then once you pick it up, you're chayv in contrast to zakabayin lefeich abayda. Chimashi pekashvin, so it's something with the Gemara over there in Baba Basram. The comment the Gemara says, Tzleiches, the pitch abayda medasi, is like an intentional loss from the father who's sending his kid to get the oil from the store. Now, Mashma sounds like Dimloyos Abayda Midas, if it wasn't deliberately like the father's negligence. Asher Shapir, it would make sense to Mechai ben Tilasa that he would be obligated with that, like we're saying, because you are Mechuyiv then by taking the pitcher. Now, but Ubdi Yerushalmi, the story of Yerushalmi, the comment that says, the Emer say, Asamare Blashkeche, that story that we brought before, that the Gemara brought with Rabbi Bazabda. Say, wait, maybe that the master came and they didn't find him. Mary, that's talking about Shemati b'mokim shemishtam legamri, that he found it in a totally protected place. Oh, shloisa veda, that was not a lost object. Ve'ein ba'asah shavah, that's not something that has to be returned. Ulekach, therefore, iloy haben lan lameichish, if we wouldn't be concerned ba'asah marei to the master coming, yeah, yachsa shapeh. That's the inference that you have from the Yishami. Yeah, you'd be able to put it back. Because that's a contrast to what we're saying, that once we take it here, you can't put it back because it's not a fully protected place. Whereas over there, where it's fully protected. Chemashma, so to sounds like the stam chafisa, that in general, container, this is what the story they was talking about, that yesh be'simen, it has a simen. Now, be'ilav m'sham legamri, that if it wasn't totally protected, so why did they say he didn't do good? Kim shaper asa shenatla. He did very well that he took it. Why does it say that he didn't do good? So obviously that, no, because it's Mishtam Legamri. So then you don't take it. So finds a talus or hatchet, but together in the side of a wall. In Zaveda, it's not a lost object, but you don't touch it. I feel like it's Mishtam. And even if it has a simon, it's talking about in a place that's protected. Therefore, you don't touch it. Rinami Hasam Ladas. It was deliberately placed over the Yigaba, and you don't touch it. A fellow Yeshbe Simon, even if there's a Simon, it's just a way of workers. They put their stuff down. So you're not going to touch their stuff that they have, and therefore that's why you say that you leave it over there. Now, according to Rashi, the Pirsh that explains Layachser, the reason why you don't put it back is the Lake Inish Yav Simon, because there's no one that can give a Simon. That's why once you take it, you don't put it back. It's difficult because the Pshit Lechzer, you know. L'shom Adam, obviously not giving it back to any person. Sheni demi amabayim, because you don't know who the owners are. Kim and Shem Masim, because no Sims are under arrest. It would be hard to understand what would be the chiddush in this halacha that he explains that the reason why you don't put it back. Rashi has a whole explanation because of the chiv of the shmirah. But according to Rashi, that it's because there's no simon. So then, obviously, if there's no simon, obviously there's no way of returning it. Because the object has no simon.